This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
To have a training and evaluation gun from there, we will see what we get out of it, and we're definitely going to run it till it's about dead. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Did that T&E gun finally get in?
Well, it isn't here yet, but I talked with Jay Jacobson, who is the owner, CEO of them, and what they're doing is, I think they're doing rock, paper, scissors, because I told them what I want, and they're trying to decide which length barrel it's going to be.
Oh, all right. Because I was sitting there going, is that a gimmick, or, no, you know what, maybe it would be interesting. I'll be interested to watch your videos when you get it played with.
Certainly.
You know, I was thinking about us. You and I went to training at Tactical
Response.
Tactical Response, James Yeager, law enforcement officers were there. James has a law enforcement background. When I look at, that's not unusual. When I look at gun owners, we're a bunch of Boy Scouts. We're a bunch of, I mean, literally Boy Scouts and law enforcement officers. And then you push us too far. And we go, this is insane. So, Boulder, Colorado. I was there a couple weeks ago.
Right.
They have already made concealed carry illegal in the People's Republic of Boulder. And this course is being put on by a bunch of cops, and all of us look at him and tilt our heads, and he goes, no, when I ask the officers, it's never been prosecuted. Well, a few months ago, the city council decides they need to follow up with another round of stupid. And they told all the residents of Boulder that if they have the Boulder definition of an assault rifle, you have to come in, pay a fee, and do a background check again, and get the firearm certified as an assault weapon. We'll give you two copies. You have to keep some paperwork with the firearm, and the rest, you keep that in a safe place, because if we catch you with one and you don't have this piece of paper, it's a $1,000 fine or 90 days in jail.
So it's more stringent than the NFA.
Oh, yeah. It's a big middle finger to which the gun owners of Boulder turned around and gave their own respective salute. There have been a handful of people who complied. The president of the Independence Institute publicly said, I'm not doing it. Come and get it. I don't think the law enforcement officers in the Boulder Police Department followed through. That's exactly what we saw in New York. It's what we saw in Connecticut. It's what we saw with magazine capacity restrictions in San Jose, California, Cleveland, Ohio, and as of, was it today, the 10th, in New Jersey. We are a bunch of Boy Scouts. But if you push us far enough, we'll return the middle finger salute. That's hard to do, actually.
Yeah, you know, I'm waiting on somebody to do one of these things where they pass this law, and this is ex post facto.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is taking something that, and the whole little Boulder thing, that was that's a registry.
Well, they say they're not going to register it. No, we just process the paperwork, and then you're done. We never see you again. So in theory, if you counterfeit it, they don't know because they don't have a copy.
Right.
You want to bet? But it'll be interesting. Oh, you know who else I forgot? Washington State, where all the guys stood in front of the Capitol and handed their weapons back and forth in a crowd. It was a huge open carry event. And each one of those was supposed to take paperwork, and they said, here, prosecute me. Wow. Talk about an arrogant government. Well, if you want us to lose respect for laws, this is what you do.
So, what happens if I live in Boulder, but I move to Denver? Am I allowed to take that gun out of there? Are they going to have safe storage laws? Are they not going to be coming in and checking on?
Oh, now that I didn't check. Good question. Rob writes down notes for next week. Check on safe storage in Boulder. I don't know.
That would interest me simply because the whole safe storage, they're already at a registry, right? So they're already at a registry. Now, is this so that our universal background checks in Colorado will work?
Well, universal background checks don't work unless there's a registry.
Right.
Because the police says, oh, you've got the firearm. Yes, sir. It's mine. How do I know? How does the cop know it's yours? He can say, oh, it's not stolen. He has no idea if it's yours unless there's a statewide or national registry.
Right.
To which we're repeatedly told, no, that doesn't exist. Hmm, really? Let me think about this. But what amazes me is we have a limit. And state after city, after what, nation, if the Democrats get their way,
right,
of us have decided, us guys who are the police, are the first responders, no, we're not taking this. We're not doing it. I will rather be a criminal in your eyes than follow these meaningless and, in fact, abusive laws. One thing I wonder, though, I mean, we'll talk about it later. We have judges who've said that useless laws can still be used to inconvenience and, in fact, infringe on the Second Amendment. In these states, is selective prosecution sufficient evidence for a law to be considered cruel and unusual and therefore void? I don't know. I am not a lawyer.
Right. This is, as I continue to press, right?
Right.
As they continue to press, sooner or later, there's going to either be a law or a flash. I don't know if they want the flash. I mean, I think if there were to be a flashpoint right about now, given everything else that's been going on with Antifa, especially with Antifa showing up with weapons now in certain places.
Right.
Yeah.
Or plastic replicas. We can't tell whether they're real yet.
But, you know, what was her name? The female that was running for governor in Georgia.
Oh, right.
She had a group of new Black Panthers roaming around Atlanta, Georgia, carrying the very gun she intends to ban or intended to ban. And, it's an interesting dynamic to watch these gun grabbers out there and their minions. Well, when they show up with the very thing they purport to, they're going to ban it. Well, will they be turning theirs into?
Break.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, Rob, for those of you who just tuned in for the first time, you can find Rob at MLN.com, at ClashDaily.com, and at SlowFacts WordPress blog. In addition to the audio, which is the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and the Polite Society podcast, you got a bunch of stuff going on out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials.
Materials.
We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse about various things. Rob, have you ever tried the Glock 43?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I thought it was just a little small for me.
Yeah. Well, you are big. You're tall. You got big hands.
Relatively.
Yeah.
Now, you can... This is a fun thing. We'll make a gun that's small enough that it looks awesome in the display counter. Then we're going to pick it up, and you're going to go shoot it. And if you don't have enough of a magazine extension, you can't get all of your hand on it.
Right.
And if unless it fits just right, the way that extension moves to the grip, it pinches your fingers. And so you're carrying a bigger gun. It's sort of a marketing gimmick to me. You know, a Glock 19 is really about as small as my hands want.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people call that the perfect combat gun. Big enough to fight with and small enough to hide.
Exactly. Some people have argued that they wanted the Glock 17 slide, meaning a longer barrel,
right,
on the shorter grip of the 19.
Yeah.
Perfection is hiding in there somewhere, I think.
Right.
Don't tell Gaston, but anyway.
Well, the reason I asked was the other day I got a care package from High Threat Concealment.
Oh.
And in the care package, they sent me this little holster, which is supposedly a appendix carry holster that anybody, no matter what shape you're in, can carry an appendix carry setup if you want to.
Interesting.
Now, for me, you know, I think appendix carry, as far as being fast, I think that's probably the fastest place to draw from. I'm a little nervous about the prospect of, you know, going to a class and doing a class with appendix carry and constantly reholstering and appendix carry. I'm a little nervous about that.
Right.
But from a self-defense standpoint, I think appendix carry is probably the fastest way to go. So this
appears to be, doesn't it?
Yeah. This intrigued me. So they threw the holster in with the care package and everything else. But then I got I get the holster, but I don't have the gun. So I went out and I got the gun. Hard to evaluate the holster without the gun. Now, the holster and the gun combo, when I'm filming and when I'm doing creative stuff, I try to dress as loose and comfortable as I can because I have to get into various positions just to set things up, set a camera up, and it's already difficult for me to move around with my knees and everything else as it is. So I'm probably wearing gym clothes, right?
Right.
Well, heretofore, the only way I could carry a gun with gym clothes would be a belly band, and I could carry anything with that belly band. I could carry anything from the Glock 26 to the big old CZP09, and it would carry it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was the belly band, your clothes begin to slide up and down on it.
Right.
As you walk around and everything, and then you're constantly readjusting, and then that's one thing concealed carriers always do is touch their gun and everything. That's one thing you got to get past.
The beginners, exactly.
Yes, yeah. So I got this holster, I got this gun, and today I tried the combo with just a pair of gym pants on with nothing. I had been carrying it with a belt, with a gun belt. No issues, no issues at all. Cool. I decided to wear it with just a pair of pants that are just like gym pants, you know, just with an elastic waistband.
Yeah.
That worked.
So the next time we go to a training class, you're going to be appendix carrying.
Probably not. This works, and I think a lot of it has to do with the size of the gun. My goal is to be able to carry appendix, any gun I want to carry. My wife and I had that discussion the other day just because of health issues and everything else. So the goal now is to get into the bright shape, into the Morse shape. Rob could carry a gun anyway he wants to. Anywhere. He could carry, you know. And if you like a holster, ankle holster, he can bend over, no problem, get to the ankle holster. And that's a long bend for Rob. Rob's tall.
We were talking about that on the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast.
Yeah.
In the real world, a fair percentage of the time, your first clue that you're involved in a robbery or an assault is you're on the ground looking up.
Yep.
You know, the guy doesn't say, "Excuse me, sir, here's your engraved invitation. You've just been served with a robbery." No. It's from behind. And, okay, can you roll and present from the ground? Can you shoot from the ground without shooting yourself in the legs? And I've been in classes where, okay, we're going to do this dry. We're going to start with the normal presentation. We're going to go to a knee. We're going to go to kneeling. We're going to go to sitting. You're going to go to your back and then work your way back up. Okay, now two at a time, one on the left, one on the right. We're going to do it live. It takes some practice, and it would be a really good part of our routine dry training drill. Every time? No. Once a month? Oh, yeah.
I was talking to Dean Weingarten one time, and he told me about a guy who got knocked down by a bear. He got his weapon drawn. He had a Glock 20. He got his weapon drawn, and he shot through his foot to hit the bear.
I believe it.
Yeah. So, I mean,
to imagine
when we were shooting supine, for example, I'm sure. Do you think that was racking their nerves?
they eased us into it at tactical defense. By the way, to back up half a step, I did look it up. There is no safe storage requirement in Boulder or in the rest of Colorado, but Boulder imposed a safe transport where your AR has to be in a locked case for transport. Again, that's one of the laws that's not applied, but it's on the books.
But, I mean, isn't law enforcement not going to enforce this law? Haven't they already said, we're not going with this? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I know that if – I assume it's don't ask, don't tell. If the guy rolls up on you, he's not going to say, let me see what's in your trunk. If they've got a warrant and they search the vehicle, that could come up. The compliance rate right now, last week – was one out of 2,000 persons who has that firearm has complied. So that's a pretty – now, that's not one out of 2,000 people. That's one out of 2,000 AR owners. Right. So that's a pretty thorough middle finger.
Low percentage. We'll be right back talking with Rob Morris as we turn over everything in our mind. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Congress doesn't approve funding for a border wall. The president tweeted this morning, "We will be forced to close the entire southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us money to finish the wall." White House incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News the president does have limited options.
It seems like Democrats really like border security when there's a Democrat in office and don't like it when Donald Trump is in office.
The illegal immigrant who allegedly killed a police officer in California was arrested earlier on Friday. Kern County, California Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says the officer's death could have been avoided had it not been for California's sanctuary city law.
When you tie our hands and don't allow us to work with our federal partners and communicate with our federal partners about people that commit crimes and who are in this country illegally, we're going to have incidents like this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. We'll be filming them soon, franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse, author, podcaster, instructor, competitor. Are you an instructor, Rob?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's one thing I've never sat back and thought to myself, before I die, I need to get that certification.
I don't do it for business. I did it for consistency, so that the methods, the language, the training that they see, just when I take friends to the range,
right?
The style and approach that I use is consistent with training they're going to get later. That's the only reason.
That's a good reason.
Right.
I like that reason.
And, you know, there you are using your videos. I would think you are being an instructor. Millions of people are learning from your videos. Yeah, why not be consistent for what they're going to see later?
I have been asked by some people, would you go shooting with me and teach me how to shoot? And I'm very reluctant to do that.
Huh.
Not because I'll go shooting with anybody, but if they get out there now, what am I doing wrong? Well, I mean, I've watched myself shoot in slow motion. And when I'm shooting fast, always on my first shot, when I should be figuring out, when I should be just allowing that reset, on the first shot in a long string of like a mag dump or something.
Right.
First round, my finger is coming off of the trigger and almost extending. And then it comes back and make contact. Then it comes back and make contact. And then I'm in the whole trigger, pull, reset, trigger, pull, reset, trigger, pull, reset. But that first round is always sort of idiosynchronous with me for some reason. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't want to get out there. Well, of course, I can teach you how to do it, but I can't teach you the way I do it. So, I just don't, you know. But, you know, if anybody wants to go shoot, of course, I'll go shoot with them.
You know what's fascinating? They literally changed the way they teach firearms instruction after they started looking at self-defense videos of police.
Right.
Because in presentation, there was every grip imaginable.
Yeah.
And the guys go, wait a minute, they know better. If you ask them what they should do, they'll tell you every time. But they, in their training cycle, they moved too fast. They asked them to use that grip that they literally learned that day or the day before it was solidly in their memory. So before you said, look, we're just going to walk before we're going to run, today is just right, the basics. Right. They were already pushed to use it, and therefore in their memory, there's all that other near grip that therefore under stress, which one they're going to get, it's kind of a roll of the dice.
Yeah. I watched a cop the other day who did a pullover on somebody, and it was from the vantage point of his body camera.
Mm-hmm.
So when he drew his weapon and had to shoot at him, and guy comes back, and his hand, there's a good half an inch between the web of his hand and, you know, up there on the tang of the gun on the back strap. Yeah, he was low on the gun. He was really low on the gun. And I was just thinking, I wonder who taught this guy how to shoot.
If he knows, if you gave him enough time. But that, okay, it is a memory. We now know how we make memories.
Yep.
You need time. So if I push you before you've learned it, I get, you know, kind of the scrambled eggs of grip that we see when we push our students. You can be pushed too fast in training. And those are the sorts of things I think you'd really enjoy getting your instructor's permit.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at that one because I had not thought of it from that perspective.
Yeah, it's 2 days you'll never get back, but you'll learn some things.
Well, the problem here is we have to go through the same guy. And the guy that we have to go through to get the instructor's the instructor's certificate from, if we're talking about NRA certification,
right,
is one of the most insufferable people. Oh. And, I mean, listen, it takes a lot for me to sit back and just go, you know, I just can't stand you. I can't stand the fact that I'm having to bring the same oxygen as you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I got to figure out I've got to have a plan B. Or maybe he'll retire. He's about at that age. He needs to. He's not a sound body anymore. He's sort of broken down a little bit here and there, as it happens to all of us, except for you. Except for you. You don't break down.
I keep working at it the same as you do.
Yeah.
When we come back, I guess, I would like to talk. I had some more thoughts about the class I saw in Colorado,
right,
where teachers were being trained to be first responders. I was just sitting there playing it in my head, and I went, that's pretty vivid that I have this movie running in my head, you know. And I went, wow, no, that was a pretty impressive course and a pretty impressive particular lecture. I wrote an article about it. It's called Protecting Our Students in the Classroom,
right,
New Symbols of Love and Wealth. Because you can imagine, and there were people in that classroom who had been at mass murders in Colorado, where murderers had attacked churches, where they had attacked movie theaters, where they had attacked schools.
Right.
Some were there as victims. Some were there as first responders. Some were law enforcement. So you would think they would have every incentive to be filled with anger, rage, frustration, bitterness. And the guy goes, yeah, no, that won't make you put your gear on every day.
Right.
just like a policeman, you know, gears up every day. No, it's they do it for love. And he goes, that's what I want the teachers to do. You're going to do it for love every day. And then you think, well, who are they loving? Who are they loving, really? Is it my kids? Well, most of these teachers were parents.
Sure.
And they want for their kids. They are doing for our children what they want us to do for theirs. Hey, when they walk out my front door, I want a world that's looking out for my kids. And they're going to lead by example. Pretty cool when you think the same reason you carry when you take the grandkids out on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Well, I know. What do you mean that? Yes, maybe no. It's not love, Bill. How are you selling yourself short there, partner? I think it is.
I'm not selling myself short. It's just that it would be really bad if somebody tried to hurt one of my grandchildren. Would sort of unleash something in me that they would see, and. I don't know if love would be the first thing that came to their mind.
No,
certainly wouldn't be. It would not be the first thing the assailant came to mind. He'd be up there going, "Holy! I can't even say what he would be saying." I just about slipped. I just about made my board op work there. I just made the producer have to hit the slam switch,
the dump button.
Yeah. But we're heading into the break. We'll do that. We'll. Go where Rob wants us to go when we get back. You can check out his podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories, the Polite Society podcast, all the places that he writes. Of course, here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, Medical, MEDICAL.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Yeah, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, and where were we going to go with this particular segment?
This last segment, let me confess what was bothering me.
I
just need to speak to a friend. So I was bothered by the very vivid instruction that we saw in Colorado. We'd just seen in this class that trained teachers to be armed first responders, to be the first protectors until the police and EMTs arrive. We'd seen videos, both actual security camera and some that were reenactments used later for police training,
right,
of school attacks. And it's very powerful. Tremendously powerful. You can imagine how everyone feels. And the law enforcement officer, he hadn't been at Columbine. He'd been at another school attack. And you can imagine the emotions running through the classroom. He can't stand still. He's one of those guys you could never video. He's moving from foot to foot when he's not pacing back and forth and clenching his fists. And he goes, look, I was furious that I couldn't be there to stop it. He'd seen the victim's blood on the floor. And he goes, look, they're now in a hospital fighting for their life because I wasn't there to fight for them. And I swore to God that I would give anything to protect them. And then he looks at the class and he runs a finger across everyone. And he goes, and you, you're the answer to that prayer. Be there when your students need you. Keep them safe until I get there. He was pointing at everybody, Bill.
Right.
That's how you feel about your family. That's how all of us feel about the innocent.
Well, you know what? Like, when I read about Sandy Hook and I read about those first teachers and administrators that tried to rush him.
Yes.
The first thing that I thought about was, if I'd been there, I could have stopped. When I read about the one teacher, yeah, well, that's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. And it's not because I want to shoot anybody. I don't want to shoot anybody. And by the same token, in an event where this means I either have to shoot somebody or I have to watch a bunch of innocent people get slaughtered, I'm going to default to shooting somebody.
Right.
I'm going to default to shooting somebody as often as I have to get them to stop, to deanimate them, to make them let go of that gun and stop this pointless slaughter they're doing just because they can.
And what's amazing is the unarmed people in that class who protected those innocent children with their body felt the same way you did. You just have a tool and some training they don't have. Yeah. So this is one of those moments where there's very little difference between unarmed America and armed America.
Well, in most of these rampage killings, when the 60% of the time when they disarm the rampage right. killer, 60% of the time everybody was unarmed that did that. So it is doable. The difference is you have to have somebody that is willing to step in there and do that, not somebody that's going to be cowering, not somebody. And that takes a mindset that just, you know, Rob is probably a very good instructor. I would try to be a very good instructor. No matter how good we are, we can't teach you mindset. Mindset is something you either have it or you don't, or you develop it.
Bill, you've seen people learn mindset.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the U.S. Army stock and trade?
Mindset, the way the U.S. Army installs mindset is they substitute mindset for a list of or a order of operations. Like with a stoppage on AR-15, the acronym is SPORTS. So when you have a stoppage on the weapon, instead of thinking I have a stoppage on the weapon, you think SPORTS. So you slap the magazine, you pull back the charging handle, you observe the chamber, you release the charging handle, tap the forward assist, shoot. And that's it's not so much mindset. It's like jumping out of an airplane, which is a very unnatural thing to do. Stand up, hook up, shuffle to the door. Yeah. You're doing that all that time, everything, when they tell, it's not just a cadence we sing when we're running. It's stand up, hook up, shuffle to the door, step right out and count to four. 4 seconds after you leave the aircraft, you better see a canopy over your head with a static line jump or things are about to get real exciting.
Really exciting.
So they have to because they don't get to work with us individually.
Right.
And especially in the opening of it. I mean, everybody in the Army takes the same basic combat training. It's all infantry training we're taking, the opening to infantry training. Then you get into advanced individual training where you learn how to be a cook or a military intelligence specialist or a ground pounder. So, they have to substitute order of operations for mindset. But it does develop.
You and I have had those students.
Yeah.
Maybe the way you and I typically see it is, the wife of a friend, and she goes, oh, you know, I could never shoot a gun. I go, well, your husband or son is thinking of getting one. They're going to be around. At least learn how to manipulate it so you could make sure it was empty. Then they do that, and you go, by the way, I know you wouldn't shoot an unarmed person, but if that person is attacking your children or one of your loved ones, would you just stand by and do nothing? And they go, oh, no, I'd stop them. You go, okay, let me show you how you could do that and survive. But
yeah.
What's the comment in the Army? You don't want to kill the enemy, but you'll kill anybody who attacks your buddy.
No, that was never there.
That's not true.
we would have payday talks, and our sergeant major and our battalion commander would get out there and they'd be like, I hope they come across because I guarantee you there will be bloodshed. We're going to kill every one of them, every one of them. We're going to leave their commander alive so that he can write the families. I mean, the military is a little bit different as far as in their parlance. If you get in there and you say, well, I'd like to learn how to kill the enemy, they're like, really? Come on over here, son. We want to talk to you.
Uh-oh. Okay. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Bill?
Most people join the military, and, most people that join the military have motives like, I'm going to do it for the benefits, I'm going to do it for the college tuition, I'm going to do it for, there's a lot of things they'll do it for. I'm going to do it because I'm feeling patriotic, I feel like it's my time to do my time, something like that.
If you're that eager to pull the trigger, you might be a liability. We don't want you to touch off.
No. When I joined, I thought we were going to war. I joined right after the bombing of the barracks in Beirut, the Marine Corps barracks. And my thought was, if I have to, and I, you know, this was in the 80s, so I didn't know if there was a, I figured if we had a war, that they would institute the draft, and I wanted to be stepping over the dead bodies of the people that just had gotten there. I wanted to be ramped up and ready to go, so that's why I joined. And when I joined, I was 23 years old. I wasn't thinking, well, as soon as I get done with this, I'll go to college and learn how to make pots. I was thinking I would join the military and stay in it for the rest of my natural life. And to that end, because of my color vision, I was not allowed to be in combat arms to begin with. But I did work in combat arms my entire time I was in, until I got into military intelligence, which was a whole other little different cat. Yeah, that was a whole different kind of cat. That's a good way of putting it. But before we run out of time, I want everybody to go check out Rob in the various places. Now, the fastest way to get a good dose of him is the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. This is where he and an instructor, self-defense instructor, get there and do a forensic examination of an actual self-defense event with a gun and let you make your decision based upon what they put out there. Then there's the Polite Society podcast, which is more of an ensemble cast, but Rob is a big player in that. And then there's the writing, where he's talking to you, but he's not talking to you. He's written things, and he's left them there for you to find at Slow Facts WordPress blog, as a featured writer at Ammo Land, and also as a featured writer at ClashDaily.com. All those places, that's where you go find and get a dose of Rob and figure out what he's about. You can see it in his words. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next is going to be writer, Ammo Land writer John Crump. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. To thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.